Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. First came gold, then rafting, now a literary festival. Coloma continues to be a gateway to Californian culture, both historic and environmental. Organized by Susan Norman, the Become the River Literary Festival is scheduled from 3 to 8:30 p.m. Saturday at the Gold Trail Grange. Coloma is known to many as the birthplace of the gold rush. It's where James Marshall first discovered the prize medal at Sutter's Mill in 1848. It's now home to Marshall Gold Discovery State Historic Park. It's also the gateway to the South Fork of the American River, a major tributary of the American River, which is one of the more popular whitewater rivers in the world. If you've ever rafted in Northern California, there's a good chance you put in Coloma. In addition to organizing this festival, Susan is also an author. Her memoir is titled Risk, A Life Saved by the River. She's with us today to tell us more. Susan, welcome to Insight.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's start by talking a little bit about your memoir, Risk, A Life Saved by the River. Why did you decide to write this?
Well, I wanted to write a book about my extensive lifelong history with rivers after I retired from my career with the Forest Service. And that's the book I started writing. I started canoeing with my family when I was 2 and a half. I competed in whitewater kayaking and whitewater rafting. I worked as a kayak instructor and raft guide while going through college at UC Davis. And I thought that was the book I was going to write. In the process of writing that book, I also adopted my four-year-old nephew just a couple of years before starting this writing journey. And long story short, the people that I worked with in my writing groups and my editors said, this should be part of this book. So the book Risk is about, the overall theme is the power of taking good risk, in my case, enjoying challenging adventures on the river, to address the impacts of bad risk as represented by childhood trauma.
Well, I know we want to ask you about that term, good risk. Before we do, tell us what parallels you found in both of these quests, this life experience, your journey in canoeing, kayaking, rafting, and then the role, as you described, as becoming a parent of your nephew. How did you use, you know, what you learned on the river to connect with your nephew?
Well, you know, I think every parent feels like they're stepping into the void when they become a parent. But when you become a parent to a child who's experienced early childhood trauma in the form of neglect, in my nephew's case, and you are also a survivor of childhood trauma, which in my case was due to a catastrophic illness that forced my mother to leave our family when I was around 10, you find that parenting is an even more challenging and mysterious journey. And with paddling, I learned to be able to step into unfamiliar situations, learn from my mistakes, work with expert coaches, and then with parenting with counselors to keep learning from those mistakes. And the more and I proceeded on this path, I realized how all the training I had done to become an accomplished whitewater athlete, a lot of the steps were the same in trying to figure out how to become a parent. And then, of course, I also brought my son onto the river with me, with our community, so he could experience some of what I experienced as a child.
Yeah, as a parent myself, I can understand some of these parallels. Parenting is unpredictable, and you can prepare, but it's a challenge, as I'm sure you've experienced. We'd love to hear a reading from your memoir. Is there anything we should know before you start?
Well, I'm just going to preface that this is some reflection after surviving a 3-mile-long whitewater swim with my family, my brother and my father. And this was the summer after my mom had to move out from our home. So we were all in a pretty fragile place. And this excerpt describes how that experience of having this horrendous swim where my brother and I would have surely drowned if not for my dad's quick thinking and some divine good luck. Although my brother and I had experienced many whitewater swims during previous family canoe trips, this one was the worst. At 10 years old, I had my first experience of a phenomenon I would come to welcome throughout my life, the euphoric endorphin release that occurs in the aftermath of surviving physically challenging and/or terrifying experiences relatively unscathed. I would also eventually learn that this potent cocktail of chemicals, which the brain produces in response to overcome extreme challenges and fear, can allow our minds to reset. It's a sort of Control-Alt-Delete mental reboot that, for a while anyway, pushes aside the deeper emotional terrors lurking inside our psyches. With repeated successful outcomes, this reboot can also help prepare one to face fear and sometimes even welcome it. It was only much later that I realized that this day, along with many other days on the river, created an intricate web of experiences that would shape my life and my ability to manage risk and uncertainty. Like the geomorphology of the river, my family and I sought a state of dynamic equilibrium, continually maintaining balance in responses to the forces of nature and disturbances of man. Curled up in my slightly damp sleeping bag that night, our dog Fawn already snoring quietly as she pressed against my side, I listened to the river's quiet burble and babble. Surrounded by my family in our cozy A-frame tent, I felt a contentment I had not experienced for a while. For the moment, at least, I felt safe.
Susan, thank you for reading that. You've talked earlier and in that reading about risk. You've talked about the importance of taking good risks. Tell us a little bit about that. What does that mean to you, and why is it important for people?
Well, I think what I eventually learned is my draw to participating in an adventure sport was so that I could learn to face fear. I did not start paddling by my own choice. My dad took us along, and I was, you know, at the mercy of his decisions, and sometimes, you know, we had some pretty scary experiences. But the more I participate in the sport, I learned how valuable it was to be able to face fear by learning skills and by working in community, and that the joy of being on the river was a whole package in itself. So it wasn't just paddling the challenging rapids. There was the camping on the beautiful beaches and those moments of calm and peace and beauty that added to the whole experience. And to have that whole experience, you have to be willing to take some good risk. And I'm a very calculated risk taker. I do not want to get hurt. I don't want to die. I don't want any of my friends or family to have that same experience. And I felt like learning how to take this good risk, a calculated good risk, opens up the doors to very rich life experiences.
So you've taken on our local waterways. You've taken on writing a memoir. Now you're starting a literary festival dedicated to rivers. Tell us a little bit about this and why you decided to take on this new challenge.
Well, you know, as I came close to my publication date, they start, you know, your publisher starts talking to you about how important it is to get out there and promote your book. And I realized that, you know, my book is talking about a sport that's really still pretty fringe. And I wanted to include in some of the other things I was doing a way to directly speak to my river community. And I've worked on the South Fork of the American as a raft guide and kayak instructor. I still own property in the area and spend a lot of time there, have a lot of friends. And at the same time, another fellow author and river person that I knew also published her memoir in the same month. And I started talking to her initially about us doing a two-person speaking event, and then realized very quickly I wanted to bring in more river sisters and do a larger festival.
In the last few seconds we have, Susan, is there a website somewhere you can direct people if they want to learn more about the festival?
Yes, but it's very simple. You just go to Eventbrite, or just type in Become the River Literary Festival in any web browser, and the Eventbrite site will come up. And that's where we have all the information about the festival.
Susan, thank you for being here. Thank you for reading from your memoir and telling us about the festival. Thank you so much. Susan Norman is an author and the organizer behind the first ever Become the River Literary Festival in Coloma, scheduled for Saturday. You can find more information at our website. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.